I just saw, oh, thank God for my house, because it is mine. I thank God for that house, today is mine. I got the key, that's where I'm going to be. That's my house, that's my house, that's my house. Ain't got to make sense, amen, amen. I'm telling you, I all down the road, I just sung spiritual songs and hymns like the Bible said, amen. We didn't take the care, amen. He said, cast your care. Don't take the care. Let me tell you something. You go around here taking care if you want to, you're going to be 30 years old looking like you 78 now. I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't take the care. You cast it. You Lord, how's it going to happen? I don't know and I don't care. Where's it going to come from? It ain't on me. I'm telling you, Lord, you said, amen. This is what you said. So, and then you said to do this, so this is what I'm going to do. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So let's read a scripture. And boy, I'm telling you, I'm getting close to being finished. Turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. I want to talk just a little bit about authority. Chapter 10, verse 19. I think I want to read this out of the King James. Yeah. Say amen when you have it. Now, Jesus' disciples, he had just sent his disciples out, and he gave them something. Amen. He gave them something. And they came back in. They was all excited. They said, Lord. They like, Jesus, we can't believe this. He like, man, we laying hands on folks. They falling out. Demons trembling before us, and we casting demons out left and right. They scared us, Jesus. They scared us. I mean, they just cutting up. They was having a fit. I mean, it's like they almost couldn't believe it. And Jesus said, oh. He said, look, I beheld Satan fall out of heaven like lightning. He said, but listen now. He said, behold, I give to you power. Now, let's back up. Jesus said, behold. Now, in today's term, we'll say something like, look here, I need to tell you something. I mean, he got very serious when he said, behold, listen. Now, in today's term, we'll get it right up in your face and say, look, I need to tell you something. When I tell my kids and, you know, I need them to understand I really mean what I mean to say, y'all come here. Let me tell y'all something. They know I got their attention then. Amen. So Jesus said, he said, behold. Now you got to understand, it is used as an imperative, something that is of vital importance or crucial. It's given an authoritative command. Amen. Now in the Young's Literal Translation, the original Greek of that is lo. Jesus said, lo. Now this is very, 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 very intriguing. The word lo is used to draw attention to an amazing event. Amen. When Jesus said, lo, or behold, or look, what was coming next was absolutely amazing, mind-blowing, something that ain't never been said before. It's so big, he said, look, stop everything that you're doing. Peter put the fish down, you put the staff down, y'all put all that down. I'm about to tell you something. He said, lo, behold. Now, the very next thing that he told them, I mean, this is an event so big that he had to make them stop everything. He said, behold, I give unto you. God gave you something. Amen. My wife celebrated her 27th birthday. Amen. I had to get it right. Amen. 27th birthday, Monday. Bishop said plus. My name Bennett, and they ain't in it, amen. Amen. I got to go home with that woman, amen. She said, celebrate her birthday Monday. I gave her something. I gave her a gift. It was hers. I gave it to her. Listen, Jesus gave you something. What did he give you? He said, behold, I give unto you power. Power. That word power, we know it means authority, amen. He said, I give you. Give unto you authority. I believe Brother Hagin gave one of the best examples any minister could ever give. that 155-pound state trooper walk out in the middle of the road with the blue lights on his car pull over, and this big 18-wheeler coming down the road, all they got to do is put his hand up like that. What the 18-wheeler going to do? Does he have the power to stop that 18-wheeler? Nah. But he has the authority. Amen. He has the authority. In your human body, you can't even whoop no little devil. Amen. Amen. They've been around for ages. I mean, they know too much. They've been around too long. I mean, they're spiritual beings. You don't have the power, but he gave you the authority. Amen. Now, the word authority, it means the right to give orders. God said, I give you the right to give orders, or I give you the right to make decisions. I give you the right to enforce obedience. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. He said, I give unto you power. Now watch this. Watch this. Power to do what? Power to tread, trample, crush under your feet, stomp, make a pathway. You ever, I can remember when we were young, we would be tall grass, and I forget what kind of grass it is, kind of like reeds or whatever. When you step on, they all just kind of lay down at one time. We just trample them under our feet and make a big path. Now, when we get through, you can tell we've been there. Amen. Amen. I mean, you can tell we've been there. Amen. He said, I give unto you power. I give unto you the right to give orders and make decisions, the right to make things obey you. I give you that power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Amen. Now, that word power, right before the word enemy, it means force, strength, ability, inherent power. Power residing in the thing by virtue of his nature. See, by virtue of the enemy's nature versus us in our human bodies, he's much stronger, much smarter. Much more cunning. I mean, they're spiritual beings. They see more. They can do more. I mean, they can hear and there and move with all that. But even though they got all that power, even though the 18-wheeler had all that power, the authority that has been given stop them in their tracks just like that every time. Amen. And he said, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. So you got to understand, you got power over the enemy.